Steve Palmer here with another episode of Lawyer Talk Podcast DUI 360, where we cover all sorts of DUI, Ohio, we call it OVI, related topics. We also have a couple other series out there. They don't teach you that in law school, as well as our Q&A. If you want to submit a question, you want us to cover a topic, you want to be part of the show, just go to lawyertalkpodcast.com, or you can check us out on the socials, leave a comment. We try to either respond, or sometimes we cover the topics right here. Anyway, jump to it, DUI 360. I had a question recently from a client, and it's a great topic to cover here. I have a suppression hearing scheduled for court, in fact, next week. And my client says, well, what in the heck is a suppression hearing? Good question, because most people don't know what a suppression hearing is. What I've done is we filed motions, and a motion in my world is basically we're asking the court to throw out the evidence. So whenever you hear on TV, well, they threw the evidence out, it's because the lawyer on the defense side has filed a motion challenging the admissibility of the evidence based upon, in this case, Fourth Amendment. If there's an unlawful arrest, if there's an unlawful search, and maybe the Fifth Amendment too, if your client makes statements while he's in custody and there was no Miranda, then the lawyer files a motion to suppress and then throw out of court, the meaning the prosecutor can't use this evidence against the defense. And that is typically decided at something called a suppression hearing. What happens at a suppression hearing? Well, first and foremost, if we allege a Fourth Amendment violation, and in my case, the violation is the police did not have enough probable cause to arrest my client, and therefore we're arguing any evidence they find as a result of that arrest gets thrown out. And there's another component to it that the police questioned our client while he was in custody and didn't first read him his Miranda rights. So once we file a motion to suppress alleging those constitutional violations, we have this sort of burden-shifting event that happens. We've made the allegation. Now the prosecutor has to come in and prove to the judge that it was not a Fourth or Fifth Amendment violation. In other words, they have the burden of proof. We don't. We raise the issue. They have to prove it. And, you know, I remember a situation with my mentor long ago where I was able to sit. I think I might have even still been in law school. And the judge let me sit at counsel table, and I was all excited with that. And the judge says, all right, sir, it's your motion, and looked at my mentor. My mentor said, looked at the prosecutor and said, it's your burden. And, you know, sort of made a quippy remark like, I don't have to do anything. I've raised it. Now you, Mr. Prosecutor, have to bring in evidence. And that's what's going to happen next week at my suppression hearing. The prosecutor is going to call witnesses, and the prime witness is going to be the state trooper here in Ohio who conducted the investigation and the arrest of my client. And we're challenging, among other things, how that trooper administered field sobriety tests. We're challenging, as I said, his Q&A or his interrogation of my client and his decision to arrest. The prosecutor has to call that trooper, ask that trooper questions, and get enough information on the record to argue to the judge that no, there actually was probable cause. Or in the context of the statements, our client either wasn't in custody or it wasn't an interrogation or there's no Miranda problem. And that'll happen at a hearing. There's no jury there. It's only the judge. And the judge has to make a decision. Now, the good news is, no matter how this goes down, I get to cross-examine the trooper. So I get to present evidence. I get to ask questions. And if I want, I can actually bring in my own evidence. And a lot of times the sole or maybe the prime evidence at these hearings is the officer's body cam footage and dash cam footage. In this day and age, if your lawyer's charging you more to go through discovery, it's because now we get hours of body camera footage. And it used to be maybe we got a videotape, an old VHS tape from the cruiser dash that would show what happened at the windshield in front or out front of the cruiser, of the police cruiser, meaning field sobriety test, et cetera. Now we have angles all over the place. Multiple troopers are there. We get all their body cam footage. We get the dash cam footage. And a lot of times that provides the best basis for the evidence. And even if I don't win, now, some cases you live or die on the suppression hearing. The evidence is solid. And unless there's a Fourth Amendment problem, you lose. This isn't one of those cases, fortunately, for my client. So the worst case scenario is I will get discovery. I will get to hear this trooper testify. I will get to see and feel and experience what it will likely be like when I go and have a jury trial on the case. So that's a suppression hearing, folks. The defense, and by the way, the defendant has to be there normally. Every now and then we can waive our client's appearance, but the defendant has to be there. But all he's going to do is sit there. And we're going to whisper and we're going to talk because my client lived this scenario and he may give me some insight that I don't otherwise know. But for the most part, that's all he has to do. Sometimes I call my client to testify every now and then. Most of the time, it's just the prosecutor's show. I get questions and the judge makes a decision. So that is our DUI 360 this week. And look, the idea here is we cover various topics, as many as I can think of when I'm driving into the studio to talk about DUIs and OVIs, because I think it's helpful for folks. If you've got, again, a topic you want me to cover, check us out, lawyertalkpodcast.com. Until then, this is Lawyer Talk, off the record, on the air. Until next week.